Safer in the ditches? Charlie said. I don't know, I said. Never been in an earthquake. Maybe the walls of the ditch would close up and crush us. I was surprised at how dark it was on the surface. S. Doradus had almost set. The monitors had compensated for the low light level. An enemy laser raked across the clearing to our left, making a quick shower of sparks when it flicked by a gigawatt mounting. We hadn't been seen yet. We all decided, yes, it would be safer in the ditches, and made it to the nearest one in three strides. There were four men and women in the ditch, one of them badly wounded, or dead. We scrambled down the ledge, and I turned up my image amplifier to log two to inspect our ditch mates. We were lucky. One was a grenadier, and they also had a rocket launcher. I could just make out the names on their helmets. We were in Brill's ditch, but she hadn't noticed us yet. She was at the opposite end, cautiously peering over the edge, directing two squads in a flanking movement. When they were safely in position, she ducked back down. Is that you, Major? That's right, I said cautiously. I wondered whether any of the people in the ditch were among the ones after my scalp. What's this about an earthquake? She had been told about the cruiser being destroyed, but not about the other drone. I explained it in as few words as possible. Nobody's come out of the airlock, she said. Not yet. I guess they all went into the stasis field. Yeah, they were just as close to one as the other. Maybe some of them were still down below, hadn't taken my warning seriously. I chinned the general frequency to check, and then all hell broke loose. The ground dropped away, and then flexed back up, slammed us so hard that we were airborne, tumbling out of the ditch. We flew several meters, going high enough to see the pattern of bright orange and yellow ovals, the craters where Nova bombs had been stopped. I landed on my feet, but the ground was shifting and slithering so much that it was impossible to stay upright. With a basso grinding, I could feel through my suit. The cleared area above our base crumbled and fell in. Part of the stasis field's underside was exposed when the ground subsided. It settled to its new level with aloof grace. Well, minus one cat. I hoped everybody else had time and sense enough to get under the dome. A figure came staggering out of the ditch nearest to me, and I realized with a start that it wasn't human. At that range, my laser burned a hole straight through his helmet. He took two steps and fell over backward. Another helmet peered over the edge of the ditch. I sheared the top of it off before he could raise his weapon.